Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. Hi. This part of the show is brought to you by Zelle, Z-E-L-L-E. Right now, the first 10 callers starting at caller number 9 who are over 21 are going to win a pair of tickets for our live Valentine's Day secret show. So fun. The live secret shows are a complete blast. They're probably not as fun to listen to as a regular secret show, like if you just listen to the podcast, because they tend to be a little out of control and messy. But man, are they fun to be at.
That's the beauty of them, though. We were talking about this at our lunch the other day. Like, it makes doing a live show fun because you don't. All the other people out in their cars aren't like, wow, that sounds terrible.
Right.
I guess I'll come back tomorrow, you know? Right. We can do a live show, have this experience with our people.
Right.
And you can listen or not.
Right.
Because it's a podcast.
It's just a podcast.
No worries.
But man, have we had some crazy stuff go down on the live secret shows. I mean, people are, you know what? Hooray for our listeners who are willing to come forward with bizarre stories about their lives, weird live bad advices. Hooman does a great job at the live secret shows. He plays the role of Hoopra or Phil Donahue.
Is this actually on Valentine's Day?
It's on Valentine's Day, okay. Wednesday the 14th. Mm-hmm. We're doing that at the Fairmont in San Jose. This is, I want to say, at least our third time there for a secret show. And I think our fourth time. We did a lazy day there one August or something,
we
right?
We did, yeah.
So we love it there. The people there are super nice, and we'd love to have you come too. Tony Caters is helping out the Fairmont with lunch. So there will be a little light lunch, and it's a cash bar. You have to be over 21 to go to this. And we're asking that you please bring a pair of new pajamas. They're doing a pajama drive down there, so we're going to help them out with that. New pajamas, anything from a toddler to an adult, 17 or so years old. The Fairmont San Jose is collecting donations of new pajamas. They're going to donate them directly to philanthropic organizations in Silicon Valley. And we're going to have all kinds of door prizes and just, it's super fun. It's almost as fun as the Super Blue Blood Moon. It's like that. It's at that level.
Please, it's past that.
Yeah, what are you talking about? That was hardly a thing.
I was making a joke.
All right.
So call right now, 800-400-3697. Starting with caller number 9, we'll take 10 callers and give you each a pair. Can't wait to meet you.
I feel like we need to have an election and just make someone we know responsible for posting the picture of the blue blood moon so everyone doesn't have to do it. Like, your feed just gets filled with 1,000 bad pictures of the...
Right. Let's scroll past them.
Let's just, you know, elect one person to do a good job. You know, get Hooman to do it. Then then we don't have a million pictures of the blue blood moon.
I know. It was Hooman was bitching yesterday because we had put up a picture of the moon. And then somebody else who has access to the Alice973 account put up another picture of the moon. He was like outraged. I was like, who cares, man? Oh, good for you. You get another chance to play the Super Blue Blood Moon song.
Blue moon. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah.
A new way to send money from your banking app, Zelle. This is how money moves. Learn more at zellepay.com. Z-E-L-L-E.
So funny, the comments on that picture Hooman posted. Is this an ultrasound picture? Because you guys look like fetuses here.
Hooman posted a picture of us from probably 1997. I mean, that is an old, old picture.
Mm-hmm. Someone else wrote, is this real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real.
That's us. I was 10. Ha ha. That's not funny.
Yeah. Although I love hearing people's stories about how long they've been listening, because I mean, we actually have been here for a long time. Yeah. And it's funny because people who we met for the first time when they were toddlers are now in their mid to late 20s. It's crazy. It's awesome. Thanks for listening. Seriously. Mm-hmm. We couldn't love you more. Speaking of love.
Are we?
We are right now. We're going to talk. I'm going to keep it light this time around. There's a few heavy stories, like car crashes and things that I just... Like, let's keep it light. This first story is about love.
All right.
If you believe some people are just meant to be together, this is a story for you.
I do believe that.
There are people who find each other and it was meant to be.
It's just right.
Right. Well, sometimes other people will meet someone and they say to themselves, this person is right for this other person. And that they would match make. They meet someone and they say, oh my God, you are perfect for this other person I know. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened to George Clooney and Amal Lamoudin, or whatever her last name used to be.
Which one of his friends did her before?
Oh, I'm not sure if they did her.
Uh-huh.
But I think it was his manager.
His manager did her before he passed her on to George. That is scandal.
I hit it
first. George Clooney's on the new episode of David Letterman's Netflix show, My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. And he talks about the first time he ever met Amal Alamuddin. Do you have the audio or shall I read some? Oh, go ahead. I just think that that's so funny that the agent knew it. Not just knew. I mean, if he's telling the truth here and not just speaking in hyperbole, the guy actually said, and we're talking about George Clooney, who was famously like, I'm not getting married again. I'm not doing that. I'm never having kids. I'm not going to. And the agent says, I just met the woman you're going to marry.
Well, everyone does want a story, don't they?
They do.
So
it's true.
Sometimes when you go, yeah. I hated her when I met her. That's
that
not
happens sometimes.
Good. So people figure it out.
So George Clooney, and I'm sure there's, you know, I'm sure it's a long interview, but that's apparently the cute part. So a little love to start out the morning with. It's good.
Did you ever not like someone and then end up with them?
No.
Oh, because I didn't like my first real girlfriend. I did not like her.
Darcy?
Yeah, I hated that chick.
Why did you hate her?
Because she rode all over me when I was passed out drunk.
Right.
And I didn't know till the next
day. She rode on your wiener and everything?
Everything. All over me. Places no one should have seen on me unless we were together. And she wrote her name there. It's not good. I was super bummed.
Well, the thing about love is that sometimes it goes away. So that's the bummer. You know, we talk about this all the time, these acrimonious divorces and people just want to kill each other and they try to fight for the dog that they don't even like and then they give the dog away afterward. They want to live in the house and then immediately sell it. Just anything to spite this person. So John Schneider, who played, is he Bo Duke?
He's Bo Duke, right. The blonde.
So right. John Schneider, he's got a wife. And her name is Elvira.
Uh-huh.
Oom-bop. Oom-bop. Mow-mow.
That's a song, Bryn.
Yeah. Is it by the Oak Ridge Boys? Do we do this every time it comes up? That's a good one.
Elvira.
It's not that good.
It's awesome.
Oh, it's great.
So they're estranged. They're still... here we go. No, you got to go toward the end. I think he goes, oom-bop-a-oom-bop-a-mow-mow. Yeah, find the good part. I don't want the verse. I just want the Elvira and the oom-bop-a-mow-mow.
My heart is on fire.
For Elvira. Oh, that's a good one.
Is that worth it?
Yeah, totally worth it. Thank you. Elvira. She is, they're still married, but she wants John Schneider, Bo Duke, thrown in jail. He's $150,000 behind in spousal support, and she's child support. I don't even know if they have kids. Actually,
they're not saying anything
about that here. But the deal is that she's been. I guess she lives at some Louisiana property that somehow makes them money. I'm not sure if that means it's like a ranch or something, or if it's, you know, got some kind of business on it.
Mm-hmm.
But because she's been relying on income from a Louisiana property. I don't know, maybe it's like a rental property and she doesn't live there.
That's what I was thinking.
But that revenue stream's about to dry up. He hasn't been paying the taxes on it. So the IRS is about to foreclose. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you owe me $150,000. The thing that gives me any money is about to go away. Elvira says that John is low on cash because he's been, quote, squandering a large portion of his income via investment in his hobby of making low-budget, poorly produced film and television. Here's a picture of the happy couple.
What does she do?
She gets plastic surgery?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what she does. Actually, she doesn't look too jacked up. She puts on, you know, a lot of jewelry? I'm not sure. Gets her hair
done?
The thing
that bothers me about this is that acting is one of those careers that's very, very much like the lottery.
Mm-hmm.
He hit it. He made a ton of dough. I'm sure he was riding pretty freaking high. But that went away.
Yeah.
The idea that she gets to still sit there and collect on whatever fame he had,
right.
Which he no longer, I'm sure he shows up for jobs and they're like, next.
He's on a show that I watch.
Yeah, he was Superman's dad on Smallville.
But I watch him, he's on a show called The Have and the Have-Nots.
Oh.
It's on the OWN channel, the Oprah
channel.
Is
it a soap opera?
It's kind of like a soap opera, a nighttime soap opera. It's really good. I like it.
Well,
yeah, he's the main dude working. On there.
He's working, but once again, he was the Duke kid that everybody knew.
Yeah.
And
I loved him.
I watch TV.
Totally.
My job is to know stuff. I have no idea what this have and have nots is.
Uh-huh.
And I
yeah.
didn't know anything about Smallville.
Well, he's a have and she's a have not because he's not. He have not been paying her.
So what's he going to do?
I don't know, but it sounds like the IRS is going to take his property and she's taking him to court. She wants him thrown in jail.
He has other stuff that he does, too,
yeah,
even
I mean,
music.
Seems like, well, she's saying everything he produces, all these things he's behind are all
fails.
Crap, right.
Money pits.
So that's what John Schneider's doing these days. Kathy Griffin had to make other plans for New Year's Eve, as you know, after the photos of her holding Trump's severed head came out. Everybody took a step back from Kathy Griffin, including Anderson Cooper and CNN. For a few years, she's been co-hosting the New Year's Eve ball drop in Times Square with Anderson. And so she lost that gig to Andy Cohen.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pretty funny. I watched a little bit of the New Year's Eve stuff this past year.
Oh, you did?
A little. You know, I'm usually busy playing cards or having fun or whatever we're doing. But you watch toward the end as it's about to be time for the ball to drop. So she spent the night at home, quote, with my handsome boyfriend making love.
Really?
Told you this break was all about love. She wasn't planning on watching Andy and her old co-host, Anderson Cooper, but I guess her boyfriend DVR'd it so he could hate watch it later. And they ended up watching it together, and Kathy called it, quote, a dumpster fire. She's bitter. It wasn't that bad. This is all from a profile from the Hollywood Reporter. I know. She's trying to get her career back.
Jesus.
No. Like, come on.
Way to support your former buddy. That's not nice. She's talking about, what's his name? Anderson, right?
She's talking about Anderson and
Andy
together.
Yeah, that's not nice.
Right? Well, it's not the way to get your career back on track.
No.
I mean, don't you want to not burn that bridge with a dumpster fire? But don't worry. Either way, she's worth like $32 million.
Yeah.
She's going to be fine.
Right.
She's in a fight with her neighbor, right? She's got like a bad neighbor.
Uh-huh.
What I believe is her deal, though, is that she's a fame addict.
Right.
Mm.
She's a fame addict and that the money isn't it.
Right.
I mean, she wants a ton of money, too, but she wants to be right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Especially now talking all the stuff that's going on.
Right.
Sure she
wasn't her show called My Life on the D-List?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But she still tours, doesn't she? I would still think that she must have put a tour together.
Some stuff got canceled.
Right afterward, right.
Yeah,
I just wonder if she could now book stuff.
She'd been great on Big Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, my God. Maybe she couldn't lower herself to do that once she heard the other list of competitors. Right. She's like, I'm not going anywhere with Omarosa. Saturday Night Live, Leslie Jones, she's fantastic.
Okay.
She was live tweeting during the 2016 Olympics, and somebody at NBC noticed her and went, oh, my God, get her to Rio. Like, I don't know if she actually went to Rio, but she was commenting, live tweeting on that. But she is going to the Olympics coming up here.
So they'll hire, well, she's already works for NBC.
Yes. So she is joining NBC Olympics as a contributor for the Olympics in South Korea. They announced this on Tuesday. Experiencing the Olympics through the lens of Leslie is unlike anything else. And it's true, man. She gets so excited and over the top. Seth Meyers does this thing where they watch Game of Thrones together. And she,
Seth Meyers,
the late night guy. He used to be on SNL.
Oh, right, he was a news guy.
And they're saying it's going to be fascinating. Jim Bell, who is the president of NBC Olympics Production and Programming, wrote in a statement. And she basically was like, ah, this is incredible! That was her reaction to the whole thing.
Oh. Who are you talking about?
Leslie Jones. She's a comedian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's currently starring on SNL, and she's one of my favorite cast members. She's funny. Oh, my God. She was so funny because she played Oprah right after the whole, like, Oprah 2020 thing happened after, was it the Golden Globes? Mm-hmm. Or one of the big award shows where Oprah made her inspirational speech.
Everyone went,
oh, my God, she's going to run for president. Yeah. So she played Oprah on the show, and I saw an interview with her where she's like, oh God, please let her run. This is just guarantees me years of work. I think I'll skip the Harry Potter. You know what I saw today? There were a cut. Today was like a big day in history. Like, Yuzi hands me the on this day.
Wait a minute.
Yes, okay, dear.
February 1st, a big day in history.
Yeah, can you name anything?
Well, Groundhog Day is tomorrow.
No, these are all weird. These are all weird little things.
All right, go
but
ahead.
But kind of key things. 134 years ago in 1884, the first Oxford English Dictionary was published. Do you know what the longest? And so I wound up looking up this word just to see, because it's an interest. It's the one with the longest dictionary entry. Any guess? Has the most definitions. It's used in all different ways.
Uh-uh.
Noun, a verb. It's the word set. And in the original, I guess maybe even now, it has 60,000 words describing it, over 430 uses. And I looked it up and it's true. Like, set is so many different things and can be used so many different ways. The dictionary entry I was looking at this morning, I don't have time to look the whole thing. It just went on and on.
You don't realize that as an adult as much as you do when you're teaching your kids stuff, mm-hmm. and you go right, and they're like, no,
this way?
Correct.
Right.
And you start realizing
words that have so many different meanings.
We take it for granted that we understand stuff, and you realize, okay, this has to be, right has to be the right hand.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking you meant right as in right.
Right.
A homonym.
Right.
A pen or a pencil.
I mean, correct.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So you find yourself dealing with that, and you get it. You go, oh.
When you talk about the word set, though, it's used. Can you imagine trying to teach someone English and trying to tell them what the word set meant? Because it means something different in every single way that you use it. It's like, just use this for everything. Set. Uh-huh. Today was also the first day an auto insurance policy was issued in 1898. Guy paid $11 for $5,000 in coverage in 1898.
Hmm. Was he a stunt driver, or what was his story?
No, this is just when they, I guess, he went, oh, let's, I probably should get some insurance in case I hit someone with my car. It was issued by Travelers Insurance of Connecticut to some doctor in New York, and it was the very first auto insurance policy ever issued. And $5,000 in 1898 sounds like $1 million.
Yeah.
Sure.
Skippy peanut butter was introduced 85 years ago today in 1933. Hollywood was founded on this date 131 years ago, 1887. Harvey Wilcox subdivided 120 acres of land that he owned in Southern California. And I guess his wife met some woman who had a summer home called Hollywood. And she said, let's call it Hollywood. He subdivided it and sold it, and it's where Hollywood is now.
And the rest is history.
And 58 years ago, in 1960, black college students began a sit-in protest at the Woolworth's lunch counter in Greensboro, North Carolina.
Woolworths.
If you ever see the footage of that, it's so disturbing.
Horrible.
Oh.
By 1994, Woolworth's had folded, but that is where the sit-ins started. And 2 months later, sit-ins were going down in 54 cities. And then 14 years ago today was Nipplegate. That is when Justin Timberlake pulled the bra off of, or pulled whatever, the cup.
I have a huge story for you about that coming up in the news.
Oh, fantastic. I can't wait. Radio.com. Radio. The radio station.
Alice@97.3.
Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Thursday. Great to have you here. This part of the show is brought to you by Lucky. We do a podcast after this show a couple days a week. It's a whole other show, and it's so unique content that you're not going to hear anyplace else. Entercom has taken over all these stations, and now we don't have to bleep out all the cuss words, which actually makes us use less of them, if you can believe that. But you can find it at RadioAlice.com or wherever you find podcasts. And today, our special guest is going to be Rudy.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. Our friend Rudy.
Our friend Rudy. Hooman and Rudy are reviewing a movie called Belial.
Belial.
You said this is Belial?
Yeah, it's based on, so in the Quran, Muhammad has companions.
Because they can't draw Muhammad, right?
Yeah, they can't draw Muhammad.
So this is like a Muslim story.
Yeah, it's a Muslim story.
And then you're also going to be talking about Paddington 2.
I am, because Vinny saw it, and it's one of five films in the history of Rotten Tomatoes to have 100% with over 100 critics reviewing
it. Well, I can't wait to hear your discussion.
I just have two deep questions for Vinny.
I loved it.
Oh,
I really, I did love it. So
deserves the 100%.
Look, there's a lot of bad kid stuff out there.
No question.
So when you see
that
one that actually holds your attention and you even find yourself enjoying it, I mean, it is a kid film.
Right?
It's not for me, but I watched it and liked it. For sure.
So today, 9:15, that happens. And right after the show, we're going to go cut a secret show with our friend Rudy. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to tell us stuff.
Yeah, I'll tell you whatever you want on the secret show.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, that's good news.
It's not going to be new information to you. I've talked to you about this guy before.
Well, I'll find some new questions to ask you then.
Right.
If you're going to tell
me whatever I want, I hope I can remember the answers.
All right.
30 years ago. Right now at your local Lucky Stores, boneless certified Angus beef chuck roast is $3.99 a pound, and fresh whole Atlantic salmon fillets are just $6.99 a pound, only at your local Lucky Stores.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon here on Alice. She wears all black.
Jane, you're playing a game.
She plays games. She's a...
called hard to get by its real name.
Epic Instagrammer.
Yeah, oh my God. You like boots? She's got them.
Yep, and lipstick and...
rock stars.
Black and white photos of all kinds of
Jane!
Trees and she finds really moody hallways to stand in. You're all, where is that?
You never can win, girl.
And who'd have thought to stop there and take a picture?
She's doing it like
Jane,
under the disco ball downstairs.
Oh, she do that?
I don't know. I'm asking Vinny.
You got to look at her at Jane Picks, everyone.
Yeah. With a Y, J-A-Y-N, no E.
Enjoy her radio show and her Instagram. Here's what's
She's
happening.
She's a marvel.
Don't forget, this Sunday at 3:30, it's the Super Bowl, everyone. From Minneapolis, the New England Patriots will take on the Philadelphia Eagles.
I will not forget, Vinny. Thank you for the reminder, though.
The Pats are favored by 4.5. As Sarah knocks on wood.
That's gone down, right? I thought it was 5.5.
Yeah,
it was five and a half a couple days ago.
Mm.
Oh, ooh. At our lunch with David Field, he's the CEO of Entercom. Yes, that's right. We had lunch with the CEO of the company. He's from
weird.
Philly. And so, you know, but I was like, yeah, I'm a Pats fan all the way. I'm from Boston. That's, and he was, we were
I believe
heads
he
over
said,
a little bit.
Oh, you guys can let us win one.
He said that?
Yeah.
So he knows his team is weaker.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Well, look, I'm not in charge of it. You know what? In reality, the whole league knows they're weaker. Look at the Pats record over the last, what? How long has Belichick been the coach there? 15?
I don't know.
10?
I don't know how long. Whenever Tuna left, Bill took over.
So it's what is it? 5 Super Bowls or 6?
I think this is the 7th appearance.
No, wins, I mean.
Oh, wins, 5.
That's pretty. Odds are in their favor, for sure. Although, go Philly!
Yep, go Philly.
Listen, all right.
I'll be happy whoever wins. It'll be just what a fun day.
It leads me to my next story, which is in today's USA Today sports section, Nipplegate.
Oh.
Now, we here in radio are very familiar with Nipplegate because
it changed all the rules,
it changed everything. What we were allowed to do pre Janet Jackson having her top ripped off during the Super Bowl has changed dramatically. Like, it came down on us hard.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing everything you're doing, basically.
Well, and then all the FCC rules changed, too, where
right.
you could be held personally. Not only could your station lose its license, but you could have to fork up $250,000 for each infraction. And then it became unenforceable because they got so many complaints that they didn't have the kind of staff it would take to go through it. But there were people who were called on this thing, and it put the fear of God in everybody.
Sure. And I also, while I would never compare myself or what we do to stand-up comedy, I think that's an extremely high art form. I do believe at one time we were pushing the envelope in mm-hmm. certain ways, trying to be close
well,
to that in a sense.
We didn't have to ask permission to do anything
right.
that
could
we did
do
either.
Things
suddenly
to...
lawyers were involved.
Right, right. And so
and that sucked.
It changed everything.
Mm-hmm. It's still different
right.
than it used to be.
Absolutely. And thankfully, we have a podcast to exercise those demons.
That's right.
To let it out.
Yeah. That's why we loved that podcast. When
right.
we first started doing it, it was like, oh my God, it's like the olden days. It's
so,
even better.
The headline here is Nipplegate Revisited. What really happened? Now, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did they do that on purpose?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Of course they did. She what? Had it. She even had a nipple cover over the nipple.
Nipple shield.
Yeah, nipple. Yeah. That's what it was.
So USA Today went out because she still won't answer and he still won't answer. So they went out and did the research and they talked to the guy who changed her costume so that it was a tearaway. And he was saying, she asked him to do that, pull her shirt off.
Yeah. How on earth could it be anything but that?
So the tailor is saying she had the costume altered so that it would be...
It would tear away.
It would tear away. They also went to the body piercer who sold them the jewelry and put the decorative...
Shield.
On there. And he says, okay, watch the halftime show. There's going to be a surprise at the end. That's what they were told as he was picking out the as they were picking out the jewelry, and so they knew well in advance exactly what they had planned to do. It did get all the attention, so that in that sense, it worked, right?
Sure. I just that in the end it didn't work. In the end, it changed the way that live TV happens. It changed the delay rates. It changed the way that the FCC did their fines. It changed. It was on TV, and it changed radio.
Right. Here's the thing that's interesting. Here's the picture in USA Today of Janet Jackson. I think I see stuff there. That photo's showing stuff. It's very surprising. Don't you see stuff?
Oh, between her first and second finger.
Yeah. It's in plain view right there in USA Today's newspaper.
Yeah, that's...
That's Nip, right?
Yeah, they say questions still surround the halftime scandal. Really? What
no,
questions?
No, they don't.
There are no freaking questions.
Made a play for publicity.
Absolutely.
Got it, and it went farther than probably she ever expected it to.
Right.
And we
what
were
does
all...
she care? She doesn't care. She continued to be Janet Jackson the whole time.
Right.
She does whatever she wants. It was the rest of us. It was everyone in broadcast media
that were
suffered.
All injured by her nonsense.
Thanks a lot, Janet.
California's water managers are going to be carrying out their midwinter snowpack survey today, and unfortunately, it won't be anything like last year's. They say snow levels are about 30% of average statewide.
That sucks.
So we're way below where we should be and miles below last year's snowpack.
Although, 2 years ago, they went up there and it was bare earth. So it's still better than it was. But look, as Californians, we have to conserve, and we know that, and I feel like most people do their part.
Well, that's why I report it, to remind us all.
Turn the tap off.
Right.
Maybe we'll get some more rain this... I mean, winter's not over. It's only February 1st.
It's going to be warm today.
I know. It's supposed to be in the 70s.
It was warm yesterday, too.
It was lovely yesterday.
Yep.
Warm.
Back in March of 2015, a chef named David Kupferstein... went to the Hustler Strip Club in New York City with some friends to look at some naked ladies.
All right.
As he was talking with a stripper, she told him about how her kids were getting in trouble with the cops. And he said, quote, "Sounds like you're a bad mom."
Yeah.
So she punched him in the face. And knocked out one of his front teeth.
Mm. Sounds like assault.
Sounds
I
like
know
a fun
Sarah's.
Night.
I know Sarah's not going to be on side of me saying that. But.
Sounds like assault. No,
yeah.
Look. She shouldn't have punched him in the face. That was a rude thing to say. But you don't get punched,
right?
You know, I mean, obviously it hit home for her because there she is at the strip club.
Tell me,
telling some random chef about her kids being in trouble.
Yeah, I don't know what she's.
It's not really sexy talk,
right?
Tell me, he got millions.
Well, he has just filed a lawsuit against the club for $1 million.
Yeah. And when did you say this?
This happened back in March of 2015.
Yeah.
Apparently, the manager promised to pay for this dude's dental bills.
And never did.
But he backed out of the deal. And now David's dealing with years of expensive dental work. Mm. You know what? When I read this story, are you guys familiar with Brent Burns? He's a San Jose Sharks player.
I'm not.
He is a dude that rocks the missing your three or four front teeth everywhere he goes. He doesn't have a clip in.
Have you talked about this? Like, he said, I'm going to wait until I'm out of the league before I get this stuff fixed.
I don't know what
care.
His deal. He.
Oh, I see him. And he's got a big old beard.
Yeah, he is. There you go. That's him.
Isn't he not handsome?
No, here's the thing. It's actually funny. They show pictures of him. I follow the Sharks on Instagram, so there's a lot of pictures that he dresses. He cleans up pretty nice, like, you know, cleans himself. But then
shampoos
he smiles
the beard
and he's missing and he doesn't even try.
Hey, he's an NHL guy. I'm sure he probably thinks, par for the course.
After
why,
my
why
career,
am I gonna get that
right?
Fixed? Sure. Yep. Why spend the money now?
So maybe this guy, I mean, it's working for him, right?
It's not working for him.
Get out of here!
You know,
look
I
at
can
him.
See why he doesn't know. That's incredibly. He's actually, if you can not look at his teeth, he's got nice eyes.
He's handsome.
I hate the beard. But yeah, that it just makes you look like a hick. That's awful. Horrible.
Stop it.
It's horrible.
Tell me he doesn't look tough.
He looks like a goofball. That's
you're wrong.
What he looks
you are wrong this wrong. Time.
But well, I can see why he wouldn't bother.
Because it's working for him. That's why.
No. Is that work? Well,
anyway.
Look, if he's an NHL star, I'm sure there's a girl who's like, yes, it's working for me too. I'm sure he's having no problem. He doesn't need my approval. What do you want me to go knock a tooth? Hey, you have a tooth. You have a fake tooth, don't you?
Why would you bring that up?
Because
yes.
you're talking about the teeth.
Yeah.
When did that happen? How did that happen? When did that happen?
I don't know how I broke my tooth. It could be any number of a million ways because I had lots of skateboard accidents. Lots.
When did you first knock it out?
I don't know why we used to do this, but we would hit someone's beer bottle while they're taking a drink and you'd go, gunk!
That's bad. Friending.
It is. It's bad friending. It's drunk behavior. Belligerent teenage behavior. That it could have been that. It could have been any number of things.
You just woke up one morning and you had
no
tooth.
No. The tooth died.
Oh.
So it wasn't one that came out. It was one that started to go gray on me. And I was like, ah. And I actually had a lot of dental work. So I take pride in my smile.
Sure. You've done all kinds of stuff.
I had braces for two or three years.
So then you went and got it replaced, like,
no,
but
then
they put
it
a temporary
in. They did a root canal for many years, and it was fine. And then, I don't know how I hit it again, but something screwed it up again, and they had to replace it.
Right.
So it's a cap now. But when they did the cap, they have to put a temporary fake in. And that's the story you're getting to, is when I left my dentist that day with the temporary fake, I went home to eat something, and as I'm sitting in my table, the tooth flies out of my mouth and lands on the floor.
Right.
And I'm just like, I can't go to work like this. I can't be seen with a peg sticking out that's eventually going to be where the tooth
where
gets
they seat the tooth,
glued
right.
onto. And I call my dentist, and she's like, well, pick up your tooth and bring it back in. I'm just like, oh, no, I'm this guy now.
Carrying my tooth around.
So I had to pick up. There's my tooth in my hand, and I got a...
You can just get a little crazy glue and stick it on the stem.
Crazy glue?
Yeah.
No. Uh-huh. Would you have done that? Do you have crazy glued teeth?
I don't have crazy glued teeth, but if it was that or not go to work, I would have crazy glued it.
No.
No.
Yes, I would. You liar. Oh, my God.
I would just come in. I'm like,
what kind of friend are you? You know, you're the worst.
He's so full of it.
Get her!
I had one chance to redeem myself with that chick, and you're like, oh, that's terrible behavior. Here's my tooth falls out of my head. Get your ass into work.
I would come in if I knocked a tooth out.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would have come in and smile at you all morning.
Just be a bro. So. Have somebody's back.
What is happening?
Is he replaying?
I don't know what he's doing.
I was replaying the delay.
Oh.
And we're all yelling at her.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I teach fourth grade, and my students know the difference between hard and difficult. They say, this math is hard. Another student will hold up their paper and say, this feels soft to me.
I thought it was hard and difficult.
Yeah.
Not hard, hard and soft. Right. We all know the difference between hard and soft. Your students are geniuses, ma'am. Thank you for letting us know.
Today, 15 years ago today, my son Logan was born. Happy birthday, Logan.
Happy birthday, Logan. I thought today was kind of a crazy, momentous day in history. Like all kinds of odd little
tidbits. I thought it was
interesting. Yeah.
We learned about the word set in the last half hour.
Yeah, I've never thought the word set ever before in my life.
We don't use it that often.
Well, sure you do. You set something up. Let's set up a date. Let's, you know, I've got a set of those at home. It's you know.
Movie set.
Set the timer. Movie set. There's so many. Who I ever thought about it? I couldn't get through the whole definition. It just kept scrolling.
707 says, so excited. This is ridiculous.
Okay,
this next text.
What are they excited about?
I'm up early to pre-clean for my housekeepers.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
Why bother paying
They're
someone?
There to see your mess and clean it up.
I pick up before my person comes over.
You have a housekeeper?
We all do.
Everybody does.
You do too.
Don't have a housekeeper.
You're the only one.
You do.
No
one. You did.
We had one. We can't afford that anymore.
Why don't you have a housekeeper anymore?
I just said we can't afford that anymore.
Oh, how much was it?
I don't know, but I mean, you know.
You don't want to pay?
It's on us now. We got to figure it out.
Plus, they need a gardener. I mean, they have that huge backyard.
Oh, my God, dude.
Right.
You can't imagine how many times I'm raking. And
where's
I
our lemons?
The watering line.
Yeah, where's our lemons?
You know what? This morning, I was getting my surfboard and gear in the car because I have to go home or I have to go surf right after I get out of here.
You have to.
I have an important appointment. And I went, get the lemons tomorrow. So I'll bring the lemons tomorrow.
I have a neighbor that needs some lemons too.
I have a giant bag this big.
I'll text you later and remind you.
Okay.
And if there's any fresh ones you want to get from the backyard later today, get those too.
They're fresh. They're right off the tree, human.
Yeah.
Totally organic. Never been sprayed.
Anyway, this person says, they're pre-cleaning for the housekeepers and listening to us on the radio.com app.
Shame.
They want Valentine's Day Secret Show tickets.
They won them or they want them?
I've never... No, and they won them.
Okay.
I've never been to a secret show, so I'm over the moon. But the highlight was definitely Hooman taking my call.
Oh.
Oh, and he is a man in full today with a movie review later this afternoon. It's going to be for real at 9:15.
That's right. With our friend Rudy, who's then going to join us for a secret show. Right. Boy, we are packing a punch.
And you're
going to
tell so many stories about how gross that guy was.
They're all stories you've heard before.
I don't think I have.
You have. Coming up in the trash. Survivor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Woo!
February 28th, it debuts with back-to-back episodes. I've got the cast list. Not that it matters. It's all new competitors, but I'll tell you about the twist and what they're going to do.
Tell me everything.
I will tell you everything I possibly can after this.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.